Blog Talk Radio. bless you this morning, and I thank God for each and every one of you. It always be a pleasure, and we just give God and we bless God, who is the head of our life. And I'm just telling you, saints of God, I know it's been a time and I know it's been a journey, my God. But nevertheless, my God, it ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the end. And I just thank God for each and every one of you that you're going to, that you're on your way if you are not already there as a endure. Amen. It ain't about what people say. It ain't about what they think. It ain't about how fast they think you should be there or if you should be there already. It's about what God thinks. And long as you are a endure, God going to keep seeing you through. So I just bless God for each and every one of you this Friday morning all over the world. Australia, we thank God for you. Norway, we bless God for you. United Kingdom, we thank God for you. France, we also bless God for you as well. In the Turkish Islands, we thank God for you as well. Thanks to God, let's keep our brothers and sisters up in prayer. In the Caribbean Island, the Virgin Islands, Cuba, we want to keep them all up in prayers. Amen. And let's keep praying for our brothers and sisters, ones that have been affected by the storms in Florida and also in Texas. We just want to keep everybody lifted up in prayer. Amen. And if we could do anything, amen, it comes to a time where we got to pray, amen, then it comes to a time where we got to move in action. And if you're able to do anything, you're in a position to where you got extra things to give, please find areas that where you can give and sow into. And don't forget, we are starting our own very own Mother Helen Foundation, and just want to help Mother, our very own mother, to put some things back together again, especially pertaining to our house and what the storm have. I want you to begin to go on to ADM Gospel US, ADM Gospel US, this afternoon. I'm going to have a link, and we have a link in different things where you can go ahead and sow in to give. Amen. Go ahead and give. I want you to begin to be a blessing. Go ahead and give, and we'll thank God for each donation that you give. And also, we're going to make sure I'm going to have some, we'll have some pictures and different things up too, and that way you can see as well. Amen. And we want to make sure we bless and take care of our own as well. It's the tragic things that where you go through, but it's always a blessing at the end of the tunnel. You just got to keep your head up to see the blessing. If you never keep your head up, you won't never see the blessing. If all that you do is just see the situation, see the problems, that's all you're going to see. But every now and then, you got to take your head up out the issues, take your head up out the problems, order to see the blessing that God have coming your way. Thanks to God, I've just been a blessing. We are in our anniversary time. It's been a blessing. I want you to come out and praise God with us on this Sunday. Amen. Come out and praise God with us on this Sunday. We're going to have our families and friends to come on over, Apostle Hill. They're going to come on over and just come on and have some good old-fashioned church and just celebrate God. We have so much to be thankful for. Amen. We have so much to be thankful for. And let's go ahead and give God the praise. So we just want to invite you to extend the invitation for you to just come on out and praise God with us. Amen. And I just thank God for what he is doing. He is always blessing. He's always taking care of us. God is just so good. And sometimes I can't do anything, but just don't say anything, because you don't. There's no words to describe the feeling at times that God make you feel, and the love that God have for you, and he places that around you. It's no words that you describe it. Amen. When you get to them loss of words, you really can't describe it. You can't describe it. And I'm not going to sit here and try to begin to describe it. Amen. All I can say is just a unspeakable, unedible. It's just a word that feelings that you cannot put a sentence with for the love. Amen. That's that genuine and true love, saints of God. But it's always a blessing, I'm telling you. And I just know each one, you're getting back in the swing of things. You're getting things back on, especially here in Georgia. But nevertheless, we have to keep pushing. Amen. We got to keep pushing. And we cannot allow anything to stop us, my God. but we just got to keep pushing. Listen, nevertheless, I know it is our very own Pastor Smith. He's going to be on, and he's going to get ready to tell me about our wisdom and nuggets, and we're going to go ahead and wrap up this week. Amen. But I still want you, my God, this afternoon, later on today, go to abmgospel.us. I want you to go to abmgospel.us. I'm going to make sure there'll be a link up there to where we can go ahead and get together and be able to go ahead and sow into Mother Helen Found, Mother Helen Fund. Amen. We don't want to be only ones to be about it. We don't talk about it, but we want to be about it as well. Amen. We want to make sure we've been about it as well. ADM, I'm Pastor Nijo, help, my God Almighty. We got a member, we got a family that we got to make sure we help support and help hold. This is what ministry is all about. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson. We're going to bring Mother Jackson in. Go ahead and intercede and pray. Amen. And right after that, y'all, we will be hearing our very own Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you too this morning, Pastor Temple. First of all, I give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple, the First Lady Temple, to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and every member at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come once more, God, humble as we know how, humble just like little children, God, just saying thank you. Thank you, God, for breathing on us this morning, God, giving us another chance, God, giving us another opportunity, God, to constantly be obedient to you, God, and lead us and guide us. God, we thank you, God, for just giving us life once more, God. We realize that you didn't have to do it, but you did, and so we thank you just for that. In the name of Jesus, God, we come once more, God. Thank you how you kept us out last night. And up to this point, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you because you're so loving and kind to us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we lift up our family members this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to save them and deliver them and set them free, Lord, and lead them in the right direction. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up every elderly person that it is, God, even in the old folks' home, God. Continue to shield them and protect them, God. Oh, God, hold them in your arm and love on them like never before, God. We realize, God, that some kids don't brought their family members there, God, and just left them and turned them back home. But one thing we can say this morning, God, you never turn your back on us, God. You're there with us always, God. You're loving, God, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask you to create in us a clean heart. Hallelujah, and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this morning that you comfortably open our ears, God. That you give us a keen discernment, God. Oh, God, let us love on someone. Encourage someone, God. Let us just forget about self, God. Oh, I'm on shake. Forget about self, God, and begin to focus on someone that needs somebody to love on them, God. That needs someone to encourage them. That needs someone to tell them all about you. Let us tell them that you still live, huh? That you're still a mind regulator. You're a heart fixer, God. You're a shelter when you don't even have a chest over your head. You're bread on your table when you're hungry. He will feed you in the name of Jesus, God. Somebody needs to know, oh, how God good is, how great God is to you. He'll take you in when you don't have nothing. He'll fix you up, build you up when you're broke down in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody needs to know, Lord, this morning, just hold on to your faith. Hold on about shape. Hold on like never before. When it seems like nothing coming together, constantly hold on in the mighty name of Jesus. When it seems like everybody don't turn their back on you, just know that God hadn't turned his back on you. When it feels like you're all alone, hold on about shape. You're not all alone. He comes on the road. He's still there with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you feel like you're all isolated, comes on the road, shake. He's the one, huh? He's the one fixing that situation. Because he just want a one-on-one, you and Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, let somebody know this morning. How on the road, shake. You might be in a bad fix because of the road, shake. You might be out walked up and drew her, prostitute, and whatever it may be. But it's not too hard for God to break every chain, not to pull out every hole short in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your people know this morning, yes, forget about self, these are the last and evil days. Let us constantly walk in you, God. Let us constantly talk in you, God. Oh, God, oh, let us forget about being shamed. Oh, God, whatever you want to use, God. Let us say yes to your will, God. If it's a handpiece, God, let us say yes to you, even if it's wherever you want us to go, Lord, lead us, God. Let us say yes to your perfect will, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that you stop by somebody's house this morning, God. It seems like they don't gave up, God. But let them know hope is in Jesus. It's not time to give up. Don't throw in the towel. Continue to push and pray. Yes, God hears your prayer. Oh, you can't hurry him, God. Oh, you can't hurry him, people. But he will answer when he wants to. And it'll be right on time. In the name of Jesus. Somebody now just looking around seeing that there's no change. Yes, the change is coming. Change is coming. And see how God will come in for you. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord Boche, God. We thank you for bringing us out the pit, Dakota Boche, when we didn't have nothing, God. Hey, when everybody turned their back to us, God. Oh, but you was there for us, Lord Boche. God. Hallelujah this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to bring us up in the way that you would have us to be, God. Continue, God, to strengthen us. What we won't give up, we're constantly pushing, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for healing our bodies this morning, whatever the circumstances this morning, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I tell you, people, this morning, it's a constantly push. Constantly push when you don't feel like pushing. Constantly keep serving God. Constantly go to the house of prayer when your body don't feel like it, when it's aching and pain. Keep on pushing, pushing like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every man of God, every woman of God, let them stay up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Let them continue to cry out to your people, God. Cry out the truth in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your chastising, God. Oh, God, continue to chastise us, God. When we don't get out of line, God, put us back into the little bullshit, God. Make the street easier, smooth, God. We realize we have to go over bumps sometimes. But we realize, God, that you're smoothing out the way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Continue to burn the fire upon us, God. Turn it up like never before, God. Burn everything off of us, God. It's not like you, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We're crying out for you, God. Crying out for you, God. Crying out for more of your love, God. Crying out, to walk like you, God. Oh, even to face like you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We give you all the glory, all the praise, and the Roboche goes to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, these things we ask this morning, God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you for that anointed prayer this morning. Amen. Giving honor to Christ, who's the head of my life, to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer, to Pastor Carol, to the ADM Frontline, to the ADM family, to all of you all out there in radio and internet listening here, God bless you and good morning. Well, I'm going to do a little recap. We had a short week, praise God. And starting on Wednesday, Pastor Spencer came with know the word, be a doer of the word, and that God put people in your path. Then Wednesday evening, Mother Helen came by Amen. Praise God. And she came out of Psalms 91. Security in God. Amen. And then on Thursday, Pastor Spencer came and gave us another nugget or two on keep on pressing. Amen. Praise God. Then Brother Joe came and backed that up out of Psalms 143. God rejuvenates the spirit. God will strengthen you. Amen. Yes. Praise God. And this morning, my nugget is going to be, amen, praise God, fear God. Amen.
Amen.
And what is fear? Amen. Fear is a respect for something or someone. Amen. In the Greek, it's phobos. It's panic, flight, or fear. Amen. In Ecclesiastes 5:1, is to fulfill your vows with God. Amen. Praise God. Whatever you promise to do, amen, to God, make sure that you do it. Amen. And that's not only to God, but that's anybody else. Amen. You make a promise, amen, praise God, to someone, amen. You know, don't break your promise, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
But you can always call back and say, hey, I can't be there. I can't do it. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Like they say, keeping it 100. Amen. Whatever you do, keep your promise. Amen.
Amen.
God makes sure, amen, that you do it. Amen. And it says to guard your steps in the house or presence of God, amen. So you got to guard that. You got to watch where you go. Watch what you do. Watch what you say, amen. Praise
amen.
God. Because, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is everywhere at all times, and he's listening. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. And, you know, he has that book open, praise God, and recording, amen, the things that we do and the things that we say. Amen. Praise God. So your steps, you know, make sure you watch them. For the word says, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. So, in other words, be careful how your actions are done before the Lord God. Amen. In Exodus 32:1, the Israelite people lost their respect for the Lord God and demanded that Aaron make them gods with the little g. Amen. Praise God. And in losing their respect for God, amen, they went into rebel rivalry with the golden calf and just doing all kind of damnable things. Amen. Praise God. While Moses was on the mount. Amen. Praise God. Conferring with God. Amen. But we can't be like that as a people. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. So when the man of God, amen, praise God, give us a word, a prophesy, amen, we need to pay heed, amen, pay attention, amen, praise God. And we know that when the man of God is a true prophet of God, amen, that we have no worries, amen, because it will come to pass, amen, praise God. So who, I say who, would deliberately fall into the hands of an angry God, amen. Nobody in their right mind intentionally, amen, that's them been born again, amen, and the light, their light is now shining to the truth, amen. Praise God. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19. Amen. You sow it, amen. You reap it. Amen. Acts 5:1-11. There was a man and a woman here named Ananias and Sapphira who made, amen, a vow to the Holy Spirit and to Peter. Amen. Amen. About some land that they sold. And they kept back a portion of it. Amen. Praise God. When they had promised, amen, the Holy Spirit and Peter, that they was going to give it all. Praise God. They held back the vow. Amen. And at that point, Peter called Ananias in and asked him, amen, praise God, about it. And he lied. Amen. And when he lied, amen, praise God, soon thereafter, he died. Amen. And then get this. 3 hours later, he called in the wife, Sapphira. Amen. Put the same question to her. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And you know what, saints? She followed suit like her husband and lied to the Holy Spirit and Peter. And you know what? They said, here comes the footsteps of the men. Amen. Praise God. They just carried your husband away. Now they're going to take you away also. And she died that very instance. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Fearing God. Amen. See, when we have a fear of God, a reverence to God, amen, because we know that he is the almighty creator and being, amen, praise God, there's going to be that little fear, amen, in your heart, amen, to want to do the right thing before God, amen.
Amen.
But he don't want us to be as little children so afraid of him that we cannot approach him. Amen. But he wants us to respect him. Amen. After all, praise God, he made us for his purpose, not our own. Amen. Praise God. So whatever you do, amen, fear God. Amen. Respect God. Amen. And not only that, likewise, amen, respect other people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Amen. But we have to be the peacemakers. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So respect other people. Respect their requests. Amen. And whatever it is that they want to do. Amen. Because after all, amen, there's nothing we can do about it but give it to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. Amen. So please take it to heart on today. Amen. Amen. We may lie, lose respect in human beings. Amen. You can't take that chance with the Almighty God. Amen. Proverbs 16 and 18 says pride goes before a fall and a haughty heart. Amen. Praise God. Amen. See, that little thing, pride, gets us into trouble. Amen. Because we think that we know everything, we want to do everything our way, and everybody else have to do it our way. Amen. But it doesn't go that way. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And we have to understand that there has to be a respect, not only for other people in God, but we need to respect ourselves. Amen. And when we can do this, praise God, we can get along with anybody. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That word respect goes both ways. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's why we must examine ourselves daily. Amen. In our relationship with the Almighty God. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Daily examination. Amen. Is good for the soul. Amen. It keeps us. Amen. Praise God. In right standing with God and on the right directed path as God would have us to go. Amen. Amen. Respect self. Respect others. And for surely, amen, respect and fear the Lord God. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's my nugget for this Friday. Amen. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Back into the hands of our pastor, Temple Spencer. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. I'm just joining and loving it because this is a topic to where we really need to go deep in. The body of Christ really need to go deep in. You know, please, Pastor Smith, if one day you can really go deep into this, really drive deep, because this is a very important topic, saints of God. Because, you know, one thing that I noticed and one thing I learned from experience, many people want respect, but they don't want to give respect. Let me say that again.
Amen.
Many people want the respect, but they don't want to give the respect. You want someone or you want something to respect you, but you don't want to give the respect. Amen. And we get into the place to where we feel as though we are entitled to certain things, but yet we don't want to give it. Once again, we feel as though we get to the place to where we are entitled to certain things, but we don't give it. This is really a great topic for leadership as well, because it's a lot of us in leadership. We feel as though we're supposed to be respected because of our position. Let me say that again. We feel as though we're supposed to be respected because our position. Because you got a position, that doesn't make an individual to respect you. Respect
Amen.
Is earned. It's just not given. It is earned. It's just not given. People think that, okay, I'm saved now. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I got God respect now. No. The respect of God, it comes from earning. Respect from God is when the Bible say without faith. You know, my God, and it comes from, you got to earn the respect of God.
Amen.
I want you to begin to earn. How do you earn the respect from God? How do you earn respect, Pastor? This is how you can earn respect from God. Next time you go through an issue, hold your head up.
Amen.
God, I believe in you. You is my way maker. Next time oppositions come and different things, you be a strong tower. You stand still and know he's God. And when somebody could do that with you, say for instance you have a friend, and your friend or somebody in your life, and you're going through, and every time you go through, they always there. Give me your word of encouragement. Always there. Stand up. Always there. Making sure that you're okay, well-being. You will gain respect from the individual. Now, I'm finna say this, and I'm finna move on, because I really want Pastor Smith to drive this deep one day. You know, I really want to say something this. You can have the respect for in a season, then the next season, you can lose respect. Let me say that again.
Amen.
You can have, you can gain someone respect, or you can gain God respect, and you can lose the respect in the next season. Well, Lucifer had God respect at one season. Then it was another season. He didn't have God respect no more. He had to go.
Amen.
My God Almighty. Saints of God, once we get to the place of having respect with God and having respect in the world and as a leader, especially in this culture today, we got to learn how to maintain respect. Because some of us, we could get the power, or we could get, we feel as though we have the power, we feel as though we the big chief, and we start getting the big head. And
Amen.
We begin to, what began to be a blessing to us, now is transitioning to be a curse to us. Well, I got to get up out of here, my God. my God. Oh, Pastor Smith, my God, really go ahead and drive that in deep. The body of Christ needed them on nuggets that really, I love these nuggets that I call them, they go both ways, spiritual and natural. You know, it's no one set way. They both ways. They will help you to increase your growth spiritually, and also it will help you to increase your growth naturally. Amen. It will help you to increase your growth. We want you to continue to grow into the Lord. Respect is a, my God, that's up there in the top fives, my God, to excel into the spirit and also to excel into your natural life. Amen. That is the top five. And respect is a word of you have to prove yourself. Amen. Prove yourself. I have many people in my life, they really respect me and my wife, but they just then started respecting me and my wife. They did. People just then started and say, oh, y'all pastor, okay, we respect. No, it just didn't. No, it did not happen. We had to go through a steps of proving. that we are God's people, proving that we love God. We had to be faithful. When nobody didn't show up, we still been faithful. When one person probably showed, we still been faithful and still show the love of God. And if we have it, we give it. We have to have it, we help it. Because at the end of the day, it's something that it is earned. It's just not given. Thanks to God, let's be on our way to be better saints for the kingdom and also be better saints of example here in this world. We thank God for each and every one of you. Please, this afternoon, we're going to have a link as Mother Helen Foundation. Amen. We're going to make sure we want to keep sowing into her life and want to make sure we keep sowing into to get her house and get her life back moving. Amen. It's something when you, something that for all these years, you have so much of memories there, and you grew up. You don't watch children grow up that you don't took in. Now their children is grown. Now you're bringing in their children, great grand. It's so much a generation. It's so much of things into that, and it can be a weight on an individual heart. But at the end of the day, we here at ADM, we take pride into making sure our family is taken care of, and we're gonna make sure we could do whatever we got to do. If we got to stop a whole bunch of movements just to make sure our family members is taken care of, we're gonna do so. So I want you to do the same thing. Thanks to God, you're gonna be able to sow, my God Almighty, and be able to give. And I want you to be able to go ahead and give, no matter what your offering may be. It's no such thing as small. It's no such thing as a little bit. All of it is better than what we had a few minutes before you gave. So I want you to go ahead and give, and let's go ahead and sow. And we're gonna thank God for each and every one of you. We're gonna make sure we're gonna give her a plaque and put it in her house, and with everybody who gave and everybody who sold into that project. Amen. So we want to make sure we do that as well. I want your name to be in that plaque that you sold into somebody's life. Saints of God, I want to say this, and I'm gonna get off the air. The Bible says, whatever a man soweth, a man shall reap it. Whatever a man soweth, a man shall reap it. Many of you, you're getting frustrated, you're getting mad, you're getting upset with God, and you're always telling God, you probably yelling at God and say, God, I don't gave so much, and I don't gave so much to the church, I don't gave so much to this, I gave so much to this building. God, 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 where are you? Where are you? Well, whatever man soweth, the man shall reap it. Well, you sowed it in the church, you should reap it from the church. Y'all hear me? See, this is the stuff that it throws people for a loop. That's why who is the church? You got to understand, the church is not the offering basket. It's not the basket, or it's not the envelope. It's not the envelope holder. You know, that is supporting a movement for what? The kingdom of God. But who is the church? The church are the people. If it doesn't be no people there, we will not have no church. If it's not no saints there, we will not have no church. So you got to begin. If you want a harvest to come into your life and you want a natural harvest, understand this. I want y'all to really catch this here. My God, I want y'all to catch this here. People, God uses people to bless people. Once again, I want to help y'all with this here again. God uses people to bless people. I don't care what part you at. You could be on a fixed income. God uses somebody to process your application, to submit your application, and it's people, regardless if they punching it in a computer to print you out a check to bring to send that check to you. That check is not getting there by itself. That check probably come through that U.S. Postal Service, or you probably getting through your direct deposit. Either way it go, and it takes people. Even if it go to your bank into your direct deposit, it takes people to release it to you. You just cannot walk up into the bank and say, I got $800 in here, go behind the counter, take out $800 and walk out. No, people give it to you. So therefore, you need to be sowing into, y'all hear me, sowing into people. I learned, me and my wife, we learned that that key a long time ago. You will not come to ADM, and I can't tell you when it happened, but you will not see us sowing into people's lives. Amen. You're sowing into people's lives because now people begin to bring and begin to release. Now different things begin to happen because God uses people to be a blessing to people, and I want you to begin to sow, and I want you to begin to sow into people. You don't sow into everything, you know. Don't sow into you sowed according to God leads you, because sometimes folks got usury spirits and God ain't trying to pull you that way. So we're going to make sure we have wisdom with that as well. Amen. But I know for a fact that God is leading us to sow and to help our mother of the church, and we're going to do so. You better believe, once God lead me to a certain direction, I drop everything until the task is done. And I want you to begin to sow into somebody's lives. That way you can reap a harvest in that area. Many of you are not reaping a harvest in that area because you're sowing in the wrong direction. And I know many said this and many said that. Baby, let's sit. If we could take a step back and just use a little common sense. Little common sense, the law, whatever man soweth, the man reap it. If you sow into a building, amen, you should be able to reap for that building. Amen. There's no one in ADM or cannot say that not one time they came and say, Pastor, we need a little help or whatever, especially if they sow. If they sow into the building, they should be able to reach something. Might not can't do the whole thing or whatever, but you better believe we're going to be able to do something. Reap from the building. You sow into people, you'll begin to reap from people. Amen. Stop holding up your blessings because you don't want to sow or help people. You want everybody to sow and help you. And now you're hindering up your blessing because God can lay it on somebody else's heart. I want you to bless that individual, but that individual is wrestling because he know you ain't a giver. You don't want to sow into nobody but one area over here. So they feel as though you need to let this area over here be the blessing to you because you don't want to stop hindering up your blessing. Amen. Find somebody. Know somebody that is in need. Let's sow. If you don't have a family member, or whatever, sow into Hurricane, sow into the Harvey Foundation or something. You can give something to sow into the lives of others that needs to need it. And now when your time comes, position comes, guess what? You can get ready to pull from your fields. You can pull from the labor, your fields, that your harvest, that you can take from your harvest, amen, that you don't sow into the lives of other. That is a key. I know you've been getting so many nuggets, and Pastor Smith really dropped the nugget down with the respect, but I really want you all blessed, but it's only so much I could do. Pastor's not going to, ADM is a ministry. We ain't finna lie to you. We ain't finna manipulate you. We ain't finna hoodwink you, baby. We're going to tell you the truth. You could be the best tie pair out there, and I know we got so many. You could be the best tie pair out there. Baby, let me tell you something. You could be the best, but if man doesn't give you the opportunity, it's going to be a person to give you an opportunity. You can pay, you need a job, somebody got to give you an opportunity. You just not going to go in these people's job and tell them you're going to make this type of money, put on their uniform and begin to work and expect for you get a check at the end of the week. It doesn't work like that. Somebody give you an opportunity. Amen. So the true sowing is, that's what Jesus made his when he was here on the earth, as he was doing his ministry and as he was doing his walk. The true sowing is into the people, the lives of others. The church is the people. We go to the building that is not a church, that is a place of worship, for the church could come around and we could go ahead and worship God on one accord to be a power and be empowered, to be motivated, to be receive salvation and different things like that. That is a distribution center. Matter of fact, Sunday morning, you come into a distribution center, my God, to be empowered, to get more. You probably learn more than what you learned last week. Get a revelation, my God Almighty, to receive more of the Holy Ghost. That is a distribution center. But the true work of God, it's outside of them four walls. Amen. I want you to understand that. I want you to be blessed. I want you to begin to understand that. I want you to try me. I want you to try. I want you to try this prophet. I want you to try. I want you to begin to sow into different people's lives that God leads you to, that you need. You might not can't do everything. You probably could say, well, here comes $5. I can't give you $20 for your gas, and I know you're in need, and God laid my heart to do something, but here come $5. I want you to do that. I want you to begin to take that journey. And if you don't see an increase happen into your life, you could come back on, or you could disconnect and say, that's a lying preacher right there. That's a lying prophet right there. I can't do that there. I want you to try. I want you to try. And you're going to find out how blessed your life is going to begin to flourish. I put my life on the line. I put my life on the line to let you know your life is going to flourish once you begin to operate in that principle. God bless each and every one of you. Hopefully see you in church Sunday, ready to rock the house. My God Almighty, I want you to please direct families and friends at Mother Helen Foundation at admgospel.us. We're going to have a link up there for you to be able to sow and be able to give. God bless each and every one of you.